This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I want to share something with you that's really neat. So many times we fall into a very big mistake, and that is we sometimes see somebody who does something wrong. They sin a certain sin, and right away we jump to doing what? Hating the person for doing such and such. Now, as Muslims, we are not required to hate that person. Yes, you despise the evil they do. You totally reject it outwards, whether it's spoken or in your heart. You are not okay with that. But that does not mean that you're not going to despise the person because of a sin that they're doing. If we were to despise people because of their sins, the first people we were to despise would be ourselves. We are sinful. Every single creation on this earth is not created perfect. We are human beings. We all make mistakes. We all have our flaws. And if we were required to do that, then we'd be all in a state of hatred towards each other. You, what you're required to do as a Muslim is to hate, or you have this, you know, this rejection in your heart towards that sin, towards that action, but not towards the person. That person was created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we all have to have respect for one another. We make dua for the person. Maybe we'll talk with them if we're in a situation or in a position that will allow us to talk and communicate with that person. But definitely, definitely not despise the person themselves, but despise the action. And you have to be very careful with that, because again, look at yourself first before looking at other people. No one is created perfect. And if we did not sin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have gotten rid of all of us, and He would have exchanged us and bought a new creation so that they would sin so He could repent. Okay, He could repent for them, or repent, you know, يتقبل توبتهم basically, right? Except from them, their repentance. And I'm not telling you this to encourage you to go and sin, but to understand that this is how we were created. We're not created as perfect creations. We are not, we're human beings. The second thing you have to understand is that when you come to reject the sin, there's a way of doing it. Sayyidina Muhammad was told, وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَضَّ غَلِيدَ الْقَلْبِ لَنْفَضَّ مِنْ حَرَكِ. If you were like a rough-hearted person and the way you spoke was what, like tough and aggressive, people would have dispersed. They would have run away from you. You have to be kind-natured. There used to be a man who used to be an alcohol addict. And he used to come and sit next to Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the Sahaba, the companions, would be so upset. And Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would want to teach them a lesson. He would tell the companions, دعوه فإنه يحب الله ورسوله. Leave this man. He loves Allah and His Messenger. Yes, hate the fact that he drinks and he's doing a major sin, one of the kaba'ir. But do not hate the man himself. Hate the action, but not the man himself. فَإِنَّهُ يُحِبُّ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. He loves Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger. Be very careful, guys. We all are human beings, and we all at one point or the other fall into something. We all are in a continuous state of struggling with our flaws and our weaknesses. No one is just perfect. I don't care if you're the biggest sheikh or whatever, we're all human beings. And we have to have the rahmah, right? وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. Sayyidina Muhammad was sent as a mercy to all humanity, not just to Muslims, not just to believers, but to Muslims and Christians and Jews and every people of every color and every race. That's the way you should be. You should have the rahmah in your heart and have that approach with people and understand that people might be struggling with something and that you yourself might be struggling with something. Maybe you're not right now, but maybe one day you will. So don't be, you know, jumping to conclusions about people, and definitely have rahmah in your heart, and definitely make dua for those who are sinful. Don't detest them, but detest their action. And don't say, well, since that person is, you know, is, for example, saying, well, since she's doing this action, then she might as well take her hijab off. Absolutely not. If you're at a state where you're struggling with yourself with something and you're doing something good, hold with your hands and your teeth and everything you can onto that good thing, right? Don't say, well, I'm not complete. There is no complete Muslim. You work on things one thing at a time. If you're able to achieve one thing, you cling onto it as hard and as strong as you can, and you keep on moving forth, even if you're struggling with something else. Maybe you're wearing a hijab, but you're backbiting. Okay, backbiting is the worst thing ever, but doesn't mean that you go take off your hijab. Hijabis are not perfect people, guys. They're people who are struggling. They're maybe one step ahead in wearing hijab, but maybe they're still working on their backbiting, or they're working on lowering their gaze, or they're working on, you know, being honest. Whatever it is, the trait that they're trying to work on. That's how we all should be. We should not be judging each other, because each one of us has their own struggle, and every single one of us is at their own level working. We're all working. So have that good intention, inshallah. Make dua for those around you, and do not judge people. Don't judge people. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.